Rise and shine for John Andrews on Breakfast on Radio Woking.
Maybe for a Sunday afternoon you're planning a trip to the pub with some friends, catching up over a beer, over a coffee, having a bite to eat. Well, let's find out now about this brilliant Facebook group. It's called Wetherspoons Game and Giveaway. It's been running since July 2021, and Matt Cox is the admin for that Facebook group, and he joins me on the line now. Morning, Matt.
Hello, John.
Hello. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. Yes, great. Great to be on. Yeah, thank you for asking me to come on.
No, you're very welcome. I was very intrigued, and I've joined your Facebook group, Wetherspoons Game and Giveaway. Haven't actually tried it myself, but I sort of regularly go on there and see, you know, people all over the country at different Wetherspoons pubs getting involved. And can you tell us, first of all, how does the group work? How does it all work?
It's quite a simple concept, because obviously if you're a Wetherspoons regular, you know you can order on the app to your table, so it's all quite straightforward. So it's literally a case of you just sit at your Wetherspoons, you can put a post up on our group just saying you could be there for, it could be a birthday celebration, it could be just a family do, just a night out, anything at all, and you can just submit to our post, just say where you are, what table. And it's completely then up to anybody if they want to, send you a drink, a snack, anything really. So, yeah, so, we also do like family posts. So we do, which is fine to do, but we just say if you're going to do that, please don't request alcohol.
Yes, of course.
So we see a lot of families post as well.
This is the thing about Wetherspoons. It's a real family pub, and it's one of those sort of places you can go in the morning for your breakfast, and it's a completely different atmosphere to what it might be on a Saturday night. So, brilliant idea. I love what you're doing with this. And what I love is sort of scrolling through, and you're seeing, you know, people posting, putting their selfies up and saying why they're there. You know, they've had a hard week at work, they've got a birthday celebration, they're, you know, whatever. There's lots of different reasons why people are in the pub, and it's really interesting to read those stories.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is good to hear, like, all different stories about why people are there. I mean, like you said, on weekends, especially in the evening, it's more of the sort of, like, younger, sort of, like, a generation posting, being out on, like, nights out and such. But it is good to see all sorts of posts. I mean, like I said, it is really nice when we see family posts out, when we see parents out with their children asking for snacks, and suddenly they're amazed because someone sent them like crisps or a pizza or a soft drink or something. So it's, yeah, it puts a smile on a lot of faces.
And it's quite amazing just to think that you can order something on an app in, say, Scotland, and somebody right the other end of the country sitting in a pub, you can order their table. I mean, that's mind-blowing, that technology, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, you could be anywhere at all. I mean, we've even got, I believe there's a few branches in Ireland as well. So there's even a few branches as far as that. But yeah, you can just do it. And I mean, I get messages all the time. So people just join in. How do we do it? I don't understand how it all works. Asking for guides. And all of it is on our page. We've got guides on, you know, how to set the app up if you're unsure. Some people think you have to be in a pub to be able to send someone anything, and it's like, no, you don't have to. You could be sat at home on the sofa watching telly. So yeah, it's just an easy way of just spreading enjoyment to people, really.
Yeah, and lots of people, you see this time and time again, going through your group, a lot of people, you know, they tell their friends about it, they go for a trip to the local Wetherspoons, and it's like, you tell someone about the app, they're like, that's not going to work. No, and people are not just going to buy us fun and drinks. And then that surprise when suddenly, oh, drinks just turned up, wow.
Yes, we get that an awful lot. There's a lot of posts, and they already go out, and it's their first time posting, and they said, oh, I've just heard about the group on Facebook, I can't believe it's a thing. I don't believe this is going to work. And then before you know it, they get one, two, three drinks, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a surprise. I mean, one thing we see a lot of as well, we see, like, parents getting taken out by their sons and daughters. And obviously, like, the older generation, it like, blows them away, because it's something what they're really, like, surprised about. You know, that somebody they don't know is randomly sending them a pint or, you know, a shot or or food, whatever it could be. So it just amazes them.
Yeah. And then, obviously, you know, it's not about people going there thinking, oh, I'm going to get loads of free drinks. You put a lot of sort of safeguarding, and you don't necessarily approve all the posts. So there's a bit of sort of a way that you kind of make sure that people aren't abusing it.
Yes, we do. Yeah, I mean, we probably get more declines than we actually accept. So, yeah, we're quite strict. We allow people to, obviously, when we ask them to post, we expect to see a picture of them, not just a picture of the table. So we like to see a picture of the person who's there or the people who's there. Also, manners. So we insist, you know, if you're requesting food or drink, the least you could do is say please or thank you on your post. Mm-hmm. So, and if they haven't got that, then it gets declined, and hopefully they can resubmit and try again. Obviously, yes, we keep it fair. So if somebody wants to post for drinks, that's absolutely fine. We hope they get involved and are amazed by how it's gone for them, and they get involved and then send to other people themselves. So it's not just a case of, like, take all the time.
Yeah.
So there is, like, giving back as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's really important, and it becomes a real community. So you mentioned we started this in July 2021. What was the reason? How did it all begin for you? How did this come about?
Well, I suppose it all began because it was a craze I just heard about at the time, and I was helping out others at the time just as, like, a moderator, and then it was me, just myself and my brother. We were just sat there in a pub, as it goes, on this one particular day, and we just thought about drafting up our own group. And so it was done in a matter of, like, 2 hours. We just, like, drafted up our own group, had our own rules. Our emphasis is on giveaways, which we do a lot of gift card giveaways, which is funded by either myself, one of the other admin, or the mods. But more importantly, a lot of the regulars. I get a lot of messages from regulars wanting to, sponsor a gift card sort of thing to someone.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, it was all an idea we just come up in the pub with one day, and that's it. It's, like, gone from there.
Do you know what? All the best ideas come from meeting up for a beer in a pub. That's where all these great ideas, that's where they all come from. And you're literally kind of keeping it in the sort of the pub industry. And I gather membership has soared, you know, recently. You've seen a massive surge in people joining the group and getting involved.
Yeah, it took us all by surprise, big time. I mean, we went from a steadily run, happy-going group, nice and easy to manage, 15,000 members. This was, like, 2 weeks ago, and we're almost up to 40,000 now. So it's, like, 25,000 members in 2 weeks. So we've took on more members in 2 weeks than we have in 2 years.
So, and this is great that the word's getting out there. But just thinking, you know, this is going to need careful moderation. It needs someone completely sort of on it. So for you, and I'm assuming it's not just you, you've got a team of people who are getting involved and helping to moderate this. But that's a lot of work, isn't it? When you take that into account with your day job and everything else you've got to do in your life.
It is a lot of work, yes. And it's been, quite a change last couple of weeks. But, yeah, we've got about a dozen, like, admin. There's three other admin, I can mention. There's JB, Jenny, Ash. There's also, like, the silent admin, the brother Dave, who helped... He created the group with me. He's sort of there in the background supporting it. We've also got, like, a bunch of moderators who were on at hand, who were, like, throughout the day jumping on as we can just to check for pending posts, deal with queries, you know, messages, all sorts, really. So it is time-consuming. There's a lot going on in the background, Jeff.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm talking to a few people about this. You know, a couple of things that come up is, you know, if you put your table number on there, are you going to suddenly be sent 15 portions of baked beans or 100 hash browns? How do you stop those sort of silly posts and people doing things like that?
Usually it's something what we say, like, not to do. If they do it and we spot them doing it, for example, somebody might do it as a comment, and then next minute you know who sent some beans out.
Mm-hmm.
Usually if it's someone who's doing it, you know, they've got no intentions on getting involved in sending drinks, and they're just doing it just to ruin people's fun, then we just ban them. That's it. They're gone.
Okay. There you go.
So it's an easy way, yes. But it's something, because obviously we have to think about the Wetherspoon staff as well. So the last thing we want is them dealing with other people's orders and then suddenly having a silly order to sort out as well. So we're always thinking about the staff. This is why we run it fairly, where post will get switched off after, if it's someone new, after a few sends until they've, you know, like, until they've set themselves up on there. Because lastly, we want is staff, staff have to be responsible for those drinkers.
It's of course.
The same as we have. So we have to respect what the staff have to deal with. And if there's a lot of orders to one table, then it's a lot for them to deal with.
Well, yeah, exactly. So it's good to know that you're sort of on it to make sure that you don't end up with, like, the pub being inundated with these, you know, baked beans, portions of peas and that sort of stuff. And, of course, people posting, they can remove their table number any time, so they're sort of in control of, you know, if it gets too much, if they end up being inundated with drinks and things.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it is leveling itself off a little bit now, whereas go back 2 weeks, it was people were getting 10, 15, 20 drinks, and it was too much. So now we've sort of I would say reined in sort of control of it. Now we've got more people posting, and it means the senders are more sort of like selective.
Mm-hmm.
So it's evened it all out sort of thing. So everyone's getting a few drinks and everyone's happy.
So, Matt, we're going to continue this conversation because there's some more I want to talk about, because this is a brilliant idea. We're going to just take a quick break for some adverts and a quick song, and then we'll come back with you, if that's okay, Matt.
Yeah, brilliant. I'll be here. Thank you.
Brilliant. So we'll continue that conversation shortly. Matt Cox, the admin from Wetherspoons Game and Giveaway. You can find that by searching for that on Facebook. Got to try this one out myself, actually, I think. 16 minutes past 10 o'clock. It's Radio Woking with Matt Cox, the admin from the Wetherspoons Game and Giveaway group. Thanks for holding there, Matt. It's really interesting, Matt, to talk to you and to find out about this group and how popular it is. I just wonder, What do you think it's about Wetherspoons that makes it such a success as a pub?
I think it's prices, to be honest.
I think it's all about prices,
what they offer, making it welcome for everybody. So the younger generation, the older generation, families, everybody.
And it doesn't feel like a cheap and nasty sort of pub. Actually, they're quite classy buildings in some places. And I love what they do, take in an old post office, an old cinema, whatever it may be, and turn it into a pub and keeping those original features as well.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, whenever I go on holiday around the country, I'm always checking out all the different Wetherspoons there, just to see what they're like in size, what sort of building structures are like, how far the toilets are away.
Yep,
which is
important.
Which is the usual, like,
how many stairs you've got to climb.
Yeah, if you can make it. Yeah.
Have you got a favourite Wetherspoons that you've been to? Have you got one that you think, this is my favourite, this is the one I love? That's a big question, isn't it?
I would say Ilfracombe. I can't remember the name of it, but I would say the one at Ilfracombe I thought was really nice, especially for the sea overlooking the sea.
I know that
it's
one, yeah.
It's got the upstairs outdoor section, with turf grass down, and it's just a really nice, that's a really nice one. I think that one is one I would
say. Yes, I know that well, on the seafront in Ilfracombe. I've been to that one myself. It's just great that they're able to, I mean, the cost of living, I think, you know, we all like to go out, but obviously, you know, budgets are tight and everything, and if you've got someone like Wetherspoons offering stuff at reasonable prices, you know, it makes it accessible and more affordable to go out and get out, and that's good for our mental health to be out of our friends, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah. I mean, it is always nice to get out and socialise, whether it's for, like, you know, one drink, two drinks, or an evening. So, and like you said, because of the prices, it makes it more attractable. Plus, Wetherspoons do like, you get regular offers, you get the Monday Club, where drinks are even cheaper. You get, on the food side of it, you've got the steak night Tuesday, curry night Thursday. So there's sort of like, there's always something going on.
Absolutely, yeah. And the Christmas menu out at the moment. I was in Wetherspoons the other day. I had the brie and bacon burger, I think it was, which was quite nice. But there we go. So we're talking about your group, the Wetherspoons Game and Giveaway. So you just type that into Facebook and the group comes up and you can join. What has Wetherspoons itself said about what you're doing? I mean, I'm just wondering what sort of their reaction to your group and what you do. Because you're not sort of connected directly to Wetherspoons yourself, are you?
No, I'm not connected to it at all. Hopefully, they're they're enjoying us, helping them out, because it's extra money in their pockets, or in Tim's pockets anyway. But yeah, hopefully everything's good with them. I mean, I have got a story going out in the Wetherspoons News magazine, that being the next issue. So all that's been done. I've got a story, photo, talking about our group. So, and that was done via just speaking to customer services and then speaking to the editor of the magazine. So it's obviously in their interest, and they're happy to do a story about us, then we must be doing something right.
There you go. And I know that you're doing a lot of work around supporting the homeless community through your group. So tell me a bit about what you're doing with that.
What we do at a few times a year, at like all different times, like last month back in August, I do what we do a homeless feed, which I mentioned it on our group beforehand that I'm going to be at this pub at this sort of time, at this day. And then what we do is I say, please, if anybody would like to send me biscuits, crisps, peanuts, soft drinks, anything sealed, then what I do is I'm there at the pub at that time, and it's exactly the same way as you would order a pint for someone. You can just send me a packet of crisps straight to that table, and I pre-arrange it with the staff beforehand, and then it all gets brought out to me. And then over the next couple of months, I hand it out to with me, because I live in Bristol. I go into like local town, hand out the food, the drinks, whatever we've got, to the local community, well, obviously the homeless community.
Yes, yeah.
I go to local shelters and hand it out there as well.
Oh, that's brilliant. So it's really, you know, about having fun, but it's doing good as well around the community for, you know, homeless people. So it's really brilliant what you're doing. But something that kind of struck me going through your posts, there was, you know, various sort of posts of people saying, oh, I'm sitting in a pub on my own, I'm at this pub, table 12, what it may be. How do you make sure that those people are then safe? Because if someone on the group perhaps is looking at that thinking, oh, there's a vulnerable person on their own, you know, that could be a safety issue. So how do you sort of address that?
All we can try and do is limit to what we're what's being sent. So if it's, example, one person on their own, then last thing we want to do is to send them away from that pub completely drunk. So I mean, our responsibility, what we can do, is to try and just limit to what's being sent. So if we see the person's had two or three drinks, we can make our own mind up, you know, that's enough, let's stop now and switch it off. Obviously you've got the staff at the other end as well to manage if that person has drank enough, and
of course,
so on.
Yes, and then Wetherspoons then can, at their end, they can block the table if there's any kind of issues and things like that, if it becomes obsessive, I suppose.
Yeah, they can block tables. I mean, what we can do is we can switch off the post, so it's still there for everyone to see, but we can switch it off. We can say, please, no more. It's all switched off. We can even have the table number removed if we ask them to, so there's no chance of them getting any more. And most of the time, the person requesting the drinks, playing the game, is happy with that and is happy to say, please, no more, and that's it. It's done.
Brilliant. So it's just good to know that, you know, you've got this community and it's well moderated, you're on top of it, you're making sure that it doesn't get abused as far as you can. And are you finding that people, you know, are buying each other drinks, but then, you know, making friendships, you know, maybe people in local areas finding somebody sitting in the same pub, you know, and you start a whole sort of friendship from that post?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, there's been a few times, more so lately with the sudden surge, I've seen posts go up from players in the same pub. So there could be like one group in one time, then another group post an hour later from the same pub. And there has been times where people have actually like crossed paths in the pub, said, oh, I'm in this pub with this person, I'll go and say hello.
Yeah.
And I mean, regards you said about making friends, I've met a lot of who I class as like regulars who have been with me from the start on the group all around the country. And these are people I sort of chat to, not just about the group, but now are just friends on Facebook.
Oh,
so everyone recognises everyone, sort of thing.
Yep, so real community, and I have been looking. I haven't seen anybody in my local Wetherspoons, which is a Herbert Wells in Woking. I haven't seen anything. It may well have been some that I haven't seen, but I noticed there's a pub in Camberley, which is somebody was at yesterday, which is kind of fairly local to me. So I'm always sort of thinking, oh, I know that pub. I've been in that one, ticking it off. It's brilliant. I love what you're doing. It's just so, so brilliant. So if people want to get involved, it's just as easy as what searching for the Facebook page, Wetherspoons Game and Giveaway, and sending a join request, and then and go from there.
That's it. I mean, yeah, they can literally just search us up on Facebook, Wetherspoons Gaming Giveaway. We're actually a public group, so anybody can join. So you can literally just join at the press the button, and that's it, you're on. There's no actual, like, rules. The rules are on there to how to play, but to join, you could just join, have a look at the rules, have a look at the featured section, which would give you an idea on what to do, and failing that, if you really start, you could just send me a message, and I'll try and help you out best I can.
Oh, brilliant. So, a real community, it's well managed, and it's bringing people together and extending that community spirit across the country, so it's just really, really great to hear. Thank you, Matt, so much for telling us about that, and I wish you all success for the group as moving forward.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it's been really nice having me on. Hopefully you'll be able to get to your local screen. When you do, drop me a message.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Then you can see for yourself how it's done.
I'm hoping to be the first from the Herbert Wells in Woking. I'm going to get down there, unless any of my listeners beat me to it, but we'll see. We've got to represent our local Wetherspoons. Yeah. Brilliant, Matt. Thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. There we go. There's Matt Cox, the admin from the Wetherspoons Game and Giveaway. If you search out on Facebook, you can join and get involved. To see if we can get Woking Wetherspoons or maybe Aldershot Wetherspoons represented on there. Your local Wetherspoons, getting down the pub and getting involved with that. Brilliant idea.